probably my favorite passage of scripture is Psalms 91, the entire passage, but this is Psalms 91:4. That is my theme scripture today. And so it says, "He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart." And that is a beautiful picture. If you can imagine a mother bird that gathers her young chicks under her wings, the storm is raging, but the baby chickens, they're protected because they are close to her. They're in her arms of safety. And that is this beautiful picture that the Lord, our God, gives us, you know, in reference to his heart towards us. He will cover us with his feathers, and under his wings, we will find safety, refuge, his faithfulness being our shield and rampart. Those are the three promises that we're talking about. Covered with his feathers, under his wings, we're finding refuge, and then his faithfulness being our shield and rampart. God desires to protect us. He desires to comfort us and shelter us. But there is this prerequisite, this condition that is attached to these three promises. And that's found in Psalms 91, verse 1, that very first verse. It says, "Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty." And notice this word dwells. He said dwells. It doesn't say whoever visits. It doesn't say whoever occasionally checks in. It says whoever dwells. And so the promises of verse 4, they are given to those God's children that chooses to dwell, the children that makes a willful choice to dwell. They get a refuge, they get a fortress, they get shelter, and they have this defender. For those that would choose to dwell, the Almighty God himself, he stands between you and every single attack that the enemy might send your way. As the Lord has said in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 15, he said, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the battle is not yours, but it is the Lord's. So this question that we have here today, then, it is, what does it mean to dwell? And to dwell for me, from what the Spirit of God has given me, it is to remain, to abide, to stay closely connected to make his presence your habitation. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." That's Matthew 11:28. And then James wrote this. He said, "Draw near to God and he will come near to you." In James 4:8, God is always inviting us to come closer to him, whether there's a storm brewing or not. He is a perfect father. He sees every tear. He sees every concern, every care, every battle that we're facing, every disappointment, when we're hurting, when we're struggling, and when we're overwhelmed. He is not far from us. He's not distant from us. He's not distant from our pain. He wants us to come. He desires that we come. And to be perfectly honest, he desires that we just make him our habitation, our place of just dwelling. He desires that we draw near to him. He wants us to find refuge underneath his pinions, his wings. So let me just share a little bit about what I've been walking through recently. The Lord has just taught me something in a very personal way. The storms have been hitting, and I've been really burdened down, and I've been struggling. Okay. And there was just some battles that, and disappointments that the pressure, it actually seemed relentless. Okay. And so I'm like, okay, what is going on? I know the Lord. I read his word. I'm doing my quiet time. I'm spending time with him. I pray. I'm seeking his face. What is going on? And then the Lord revealed something, and it totally changed my perspective. He said, "Manita, intensify your dwelling." The intensity of your dwelling should match the intensity of the storm that you're facing. And so this statement kind of pierced through my heart. And I'm like, okay. So sometimes the battle becomes stronger, but our pursuit of God stays the same. I hope that makes sense. Sometimes the battle is more intense, but we're still kind of hovering or remaining in that same level of intensity of drawing near and pursuing God. So there are seasons when you cannot afford this thing of casual prayer. There are seasons when you cannot afford a rush time in God's word. You got to sit with it. You got to sit with him. Shelter in place in God's word. There are seasons when we must intentionally draw near into his presence. The greater the assault on your soul, the greater your need to dwell beneath the wings. Sometimes God is saying, stop all this running around. Stop all of the serving ego. Just stop running. Stop striving. Stop trying to fix everything. Come and sit with me. Stay under my shelter. Let me heal your soul. And so that brings me to this place where some things that God gave me in reference to this passage, okay? So when the storms of life come, when the battle is fierce, and when your soul gets weary, just chill. Chill. C-H-I-L-L. Chill. You're chilling not because the storm isn't real, and not because the pain doesn't hurt, and not because your father is greater, but because your father is greater than the storm. That is why you're going to chill. How do you chill beneath his wings? So just remember this word, C-H-I-L-L, chill. C, you're going to choose your confession. Psalms 91:2 says this, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, he's my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. Notice that the psalmist didn't just think about it. He actually said it. He declared it with his mouth. He confessed it. So we're going to choose our confession. When trouble comes, what is it that you're going to say? If it's fear, anxiety, frustration, discouragement, all of those things may be speaking to you, but what are you saying in reference to it? Proverbs 18:21 tells us that the tongue has the power of life and death in it. The storm, it might be swirling around in your mind, but do not establish those thoughts as your truth if it does not agree with what the word of God says. So we want to speak life. We want to speak faith. We want to speak God's promises. We want to speak what we want to see in accordance with God's word. I will say of the Lord, since I'm struggling with sickness in my body a little bit this day, I will say of the Lord that he is my healer. Ladies, what are you saying to the Lord today? Is he your refuge? What storm are you facing? Is he your fortress? Is he your healer? Is he your provider? Are you in need of something that you need provision for? Is he your peace? Don't allow your storm to dictate your confession. Watch what you say. Watch what you speak into the atmosphere. Remember, the enemy does not know what's going on in your head. You speak it and declare it out of your mouth, and you talk more and more about the actual circumstance and less about how good your God is. Guess what? That works against you. And so we're saying we want to chill. So see, we're going to choose our confession. H, humble ourselves. 1 Peter 5:6-7 says this, humble yourselves under God's mighty hand that he might lift you up in due time. And then this part, throw off, cast off all your anxiety, all your cares, all your worries upon him because he cares for you. Humility says this, Lord, I can't carry this. I don't know what to do with this. And humility surrenders control. Sometimes I want things. I want to maintain control around things. So, but God is calling me. He's calling you to surrender control to him. Humility releases the burdens. Okay. Humility stops the mind from trying to figure stuff out. Humility just simply stops trying to fight these battles because they belong to God. The Lord said the battle is not yours, but it's the Lord. You don't have to carry these burdens. You do not have to figure everything out. And you won't survive the storm in your own strength. You may survive it. You'll survive it, but you're going to have a whole bunch of battle scars. So let's place it in his hands, and we want to chill beneath his wings. C, choose your confession. H, humble yourself. I, we want to intensify your dwelling. The intensity of your dwelling, it must match the intensity of your storm. When life becomes difficult, do not pull away from God. You draw near to God. Spend more time in prayer. Spend more time in worship. Spend more time in his word. Spend more time listening to his words. You have, sometimes people are like, oh, I don't have time to sit down and read. I'm working and I got to keep it moving. Well, you got your headphones on. Put that Bible app on and you let it play and you let it continue to play, because there's power in God's word. The word of God restores the soul. The word of God gives wisdom. The word produces Christ-like behavior, Christ-like character. The word becomes both your shield and your powerful weapon in battle. So when the waves are hitting hard, you pause, you read the word, you pray, you listen to what God is saying, and you wait patiently, and you just chill again beneath his wings. L, lament before the Lord. And sometimes people think that having faith means pretending that everything is okay. Yes, now I do like to confess. When people say, how are you doing? I'm blessed and highly favored, chosen by God, empowered by his spirit to be conformed to the image of his son. All of those things are true, but biblical faith is honest. And I'm not talking about you processing through everything that you're walking through with your best friend. I'm saying process through everything that you're walking through with the Lord Most High. Okay? So biblical faith is being honest. God can handle your tears. He can handle your questions. He can handle it. He already knows what you're thinking in the first place. He can handle your disappointments. He already knows what's on your heart. It's this idea of him allowing his spirit to bring your heart to a posture of, God, here it is. This is what I'm feeling. And the spirit of God will minister to every single emotion and care, and he will guide you. Lament is bringing your sorrow, your grief, your confusion, your anger, and pain honestly before God while you continuously walking in trust and faith. Lament says, Lord, this hurts. I don't understand why. Lord, I need your help. But it also says, Lord, I still trust you in it. Faith does not ignore pain. Faith takes the pain to God. Do not run from God with your pain, with your sorrow. Run to him and allow your faith to speak out through your tears. L, lean on his faithfulness. Psalms 91:4 says, his faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. A shield protects from attacks. A rampart is this fortified wall. Nothing can penetrate through. How does God's faithfulness become our shield, though? By remembering this mind, this brain here. Remember the prayers he answered. Remember the doors he opened for you. Remember how he made a way. Okay, and remember the miracles that he performed. Remember the battles that he fought for you. Remember the times that he carried you when you could not carry yourself. Remember well all that God has done for you. The enemy wants you to forget God's faithfulness. He wants you to have what I call spiritual amnesia, because if you forget what God has done, fear begins to take over. And now you're dealing with some other stuff. Fear takes over your mind. You begin to worry. But when you remember his goodness, your soul becomes fortified. Lamentations 3:22-23 says this: the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is God's faithfulness. Rehearse his goodness. Rehearse his mercy. Rehearse his faithfulness. Oh, he is so faithful. The God who was faithful yesterday will be faithful today. And the God who is faithful today will be faithful tomorrow. As you dwell beneath his wings, the Holy Spirit will remind you again and again of all the ways that God has carried you through, all the ways he has been there with you in the midst of everything going on. Those reminders become a shield around your soul. Psalms 116:7 says this: return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. Whatever storm you may be facing today, return to your rest. Command your soul to return to rest and chill. Return to your refuge and return to your fortress. And that is God. Return to the shadow of the Almighty God. Choose your confession. Humble yourself. Intensify your dwelling. Lament before the Lord and lean in on his faithfulness and just chill beneath his wings. He sees you. He knows you by name. He knows every tear that you shed and the tears that you won't even let come out for fear that if they start falling, they may never stop. He knows every battle. He loves you deeply. He loves you. And today he is inviting you to just come closer, because under his wing, there is refuge. Under his wings, there is healing. Under his wings, there is peace. Under his wings, there is rest. So whatever you're facing today, hold on, soldier. Don't quit. Don't quit what he's called you to do. Don't you dare give up. The battle is not yours, but it is the Lord's. You just keep going. Just chill under his wings.